This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. There is a religion that mimics true Christian faith. It is known in many places as churchianity. It looks similar to true Christianity, but it is merely a form, a likeness, a poor copy of the true Christian faith. I'll tell you today how to tell the difference. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And on Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. You may be wondering, why would anyone pretend to be a Christian by going to church regularly, but yet only be play-acting instead? Some people are wicked at heart and are trying to trick and deceive true Christians in their own church for purposes of financial gain, like con artists do. Some want to appear godly or religious in order to have good standing in their social or business circles. Membership in a large, recognized church looks good on one's resume, so they attend church for appearance sake. Some attend church because it is traditional in their family to do so, and they want to please a parent or a grandparent by attending and seeming to be a good person. They want to be well thought of and respectable within their family or community. Some attend church even though they have no personal faith in Christ, just to be near someone of the opposite sex that they like, and so they hope to impress the church-going person with their apparent godliness, even though it is only a deception used for dating and romantic purposes. Some people have actually deceived themselves into thinking that they are truly born-again, saved people when they have allowed Satan to blind their eyes as to their true spiritual condition, which is that they are actually lost and headed for hell, but they truly think otherwise. On this broadcast, I tend to doubt there are many con artists or hucksters listening, though there may be some. Today, I am thinking more about this last group I mentioned that are deceiving themselves. There is a key series of Bible verses in 2 Timothy in the New Testament that have direct reference to what I'm talking about. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, reads like this. Remember this, there are some terrible times coming in the last days. People will love only themselves and money. They will be proud and boast about themselves. They will abuse others with insults. They will not obey their parents. They will be ungrateful and against all that is pleasing to God. They will have no love for others and will refuse to forgive anyone. They will talk about others to hurt them and will have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. People will turn against their friends. They will do foolish things without thinking and will be so proud of themselves. Instead of loving God, they will love pleasure instead. They will go on pretending to be devoted to God, but they will refuse to let that devotion change the way they live. Stay away from these people. Well, that was 2 Timothy 3, 1-5. Churchianity is a term with multiple definitions. It can mean someone tied more to their church denomination or title than they are to Christ and what the Bible teaches. The term churchianity in popular usage takes on a broader meaning as it is often applied to a redefinition of the gospel. In churchianity, God's redemption story has been repackaged into a self-help program that has some Christian flavor but is stripped of salvation's true meaning. Biblical Christianity is a commitment to the person and work of Jesus Christ, even when that commitment requires us to carry a cross, that is, to sacrifice our own desires and counting the cost of following. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23, the Amplified Bible Version says this, "And he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests, and take up his cross daily, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come, and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me," meaning Jesus Christ. Then in Mark 8:34 in the Amplified Bible Version, it says, "Jesus called the crowd together with his disciples and said to them, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests, and take up his cross, express a willingness to endure whatever may come, and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example of living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me." Well, also known as cultural Christianity, churchianity teaches a watered-down, man-centered gospel of self-help, prosperity, and self-worship. Because this false message is broadcast under the guise of spirituality and dotted with Bible verse fragments, many people are fooled into believing that it is the true gospel Jesus preached when it isn't. Some of the people attending so-called churches like this are really following a cult and are so deceived they don't realize their church is cult-like. Ask yourself if you would still attend the same church you do if there was a different minister or spiritual leader of your church or group. Is Christ the central focus of your group, or is your church service more entertainment, relying on stage props and special effects to keep people's attention and attendance? Is your church's music performed by musicians and singers for the audience's benefit, or is it in true praise of God and focused on the greatness, mercy, and grace of God, not merely pop music repackaged for churchgoers so they will have a fun time in church, so they will keep coming and keep giving money? Or is the music in your church filled with real biblical theology and real worship, even if it does not have a neat rhythm or a beat to dance to or tap your foot to? Churchianity is attractive to those who do not know their Bibles. Churchianity assures people that they are right with God because they listen to sermons or keep certain rules or attend meetings in a church. Churchianity produces in-name-only Christians. In most cases, people who are not Christians at all, really, who fall under the same condemnation as the religious leaders of Jesus' day, also the prophet Isaiah's day. "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions. You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions." Well, that's Mark 7:6-9, which quotes from Isaiah 29:13. It could be argued that churchianity is the fastest-growing religion in America due to the proliferation of its messengers via TV and the internet. Although churchianity is more widespread now than ever before, it is nothing new. 2 Timothy 4:3 warns, "The time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." Lack of religion has never been a problem. Lack of truth is the problem. As sinful human beings, we are always seeking that which supports our opinions and agendas. When we find that point of view that we like, that has been stamped with a Bible verse, we feel justified in rejecting the difficult path of discipleship in favor of this glitzy promise. Because it gives the appearance of being true faith, churchianity challenges true discipleship as an attractive counterfeit. Churchianity wants to look good sitting in the pews, but won't demand real sacrifice. Churchianity carefully avoids some obvious sins while tolerating other, more socially acceptable sins. Here are some related Bible verses you should be aware of. 1 Timothy 5:13 says, "Besides that, they learned to be idlers, going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips and busybodies, saying what they should not." Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Proverbs 6:16-19 reads, "There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers." Churchianity encourages religiously minded people to make half-hearted, costless decisions that offer false assurance, but never result in life transformation. In the current Western religious climate, churchianity may be the greatest threat facing true Christianity. Now, if you are a non-churchgoer, you may be smugly thinking that you are just as good as those hypocrites that I've been talking about who go to church. Actually, that's true. But you're just as bad as those hypocrites too. And if you are not a true, real, repentant, born-again Christian, you too will be headed for a Christless eternity in hell, the same as the church-going people that are deceived and practicing churchianity only. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God, through your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere as they believe in Jesus. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM, medium wave radio, and on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Remember this, there are some terrible times coming in the last days. People will love only themselves and money. They will be proud and boast about themselves. They will abuse others with insults. They will not obey their parents. They will be ungrateful and against all that is pleasing to God. They will have no love for others and will refuse to forgive anyone. They will talk about others to hurt them and will have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. People will turn against their friends. They will do foolish things without thinking and will be so proud of themselves. Instead of loving God, they will love only pleasure. They will go on pretending to be devoted to God, but they will refuse to let that devotion change the way they live. Stay away from these people.